Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Friday, is that you? Friday, is that you? It is, baby. A Friday edition of the Burgundy and Gold today right here on the Team 980. We're always live and free on the always free Odyssey app. It is the youngest in charge, Noah Willingham, alongside super producer Anthony Haney, taking you up to 7 o'clock and getting you warmed up for Cowboys and Commanders coming up on Sunday. NFC East tilt, I believe. And let me not say this before confirming it. I believe it is America's Game of the Week. We will be in prime time. It will be a big-time showdown. If you listened to the show yesterday, I told you. I don't care, and I love all these dudes I'm about to name drop here. I don't care what Kevin Sheehan says. I don't care what the Junks say. I don't care what Chris Russell says. This is a must-win game coming up on Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys. Argue with somebody you love, not me. Wow. Injury report time. We're getting to it right off the rip here. Let's just get right to it. That was a terrible transition. I thought we'd be better than that, but I'm a rookie still, clearly. Before we get to this injury report, I do want to keep things P, so to speak. We will get into this Washington Commanders wide receiver room coming up here in the first hour of the program. We'll get you some keys to victory. We'll also go behind enemy lines coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Our pal Marcus Mosher, who covers the Cowboys for the Locked On Locked On Cowboys Network. He's going to join the program coming up in the 5 o'clock hour to tell us what it is and what it ain't about the Dallas Cowboys. We'll give you our Monday morning headline before we get out of here as well. And then, of course, top of the 6 o'clock hour, make sure you are near your radio, near your phone, however you're consuming the product here this afternoon, because it's time for another installment of the Super Six Pack. The top six players, myself and Ant, are putting under the microscope as we get geared up for Sunday's big-time game against the Cowboys. I do have an injury report for you. You found this out earlier this afternoon. Terry McLaurin officially ruled out with his quad hip flexor sports hernia injury. DNP for the third consecutive day. Dorrance Armstrong. He is officially listed as questionable. Sam Cosmi, for the third consecutive day, listed as questionable. All signs point towards Sam Cosmi making his season debut coming up Sunday in Dallas. Zach Ertz was limited today with what they're calling a shoulder and now a calf injury. So it was listed as a shoulder injury earlier this week. They're now adding a calf to his injury designation as well. Jonathan Jones, a full practice participant for the third consecutive day. He's listed as questionable. And then Deebo Samuel, after being a DNP Wednesday and Thursday, listed as limited for today's practice. No game designation for Chris Rodriguez. He's going to be a full go. Jaden Daniels. And then Ali Cajo coming back to the lineup this weekend. Interesting to see if he gets any defensive snaps coming up on Sunday. But obviously, we want to start with Terry McLaurin. Terry McLaurin going to miss his fourth consecutive game coming up on Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys. And Washington has been without him since that Vegas Raiders game. And look, we've kind of been on this thing from the get-go. That's why we brought on the sports doctor. That's why we tried to get you all insider information on this, because we are Patriots East now. We're not going to know much based off of what the team is providing us. But I have long said, since I found out that he was visiting the sports hernia man, I knew it was going to be something. When you go visit the sports hernia guy and then you don't get sports hernia surgery, I expected this to be something that lingered for a while. And here's the thing. We're not seeing him this week for the fourth consecutive week. I don't know if he has a much better shot of giving it a go against Kansas City next week. So, I'm not putting him on IR. If you put him on IR, let's play that hypothetical Harry game. If you put him on IR, he would miss Kansas City, Seattle, Detroit, Miami, and then back after the bye against the Denver Broncos, ready to go, hopefully, for the stretch run of your season. Should they do that? No. Will they do that? Probably not. The big question is, why didn't they put him on IR earlier? And the head coach of your Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn, spoke about this before practice.
Yeah, and I think, like the easy question was like, why not IR? Like, well, two ways. Like, you don't want to go there if he's earlier, and then like all of a sudden you're like, after, two or three, you're like, man, that's there. So it's like that fine balance when you're right in the space. And so I think that's what, they're not just as easy as, hey, this is no matter what, 2 weeks or 4 weeks or that. When it's really a longer one, that makes those decisions easier. But for a player with his speed, that's the part. And he hadn't been injured a lot, thank goodness. And so, learning how to go where it is, what it feels like. But for a speed, like, it's just different. It's not playing guard or defensive tackle where those are things that you can work yourself through. But, man, at receiver and corner and spots like that, that's a lot harder. And I'm glad to see the routes and the speed, but we also want him as long as we can too, D.A. So as frustrating as it's for him, we're just not there yet. But we're pushing, and I'm hopeful that it's sooner than later.
Yeah, that was not good. That was not good. I said this a while ago when the injury news first came out that I thought he would be out for a little while here. I think he's dealing with a sports hernia, and they're choosing, or they chose to avoid surgery. I say you should have put him on IR. One, because you needed the roster spot. He's just eating up a roster spot at this point. And then two, I know I just said it a moment ago, I probably would be against putting him on IR now. But like, my thing is this. We said this when we first found out. I didn't want this to be something that lingered for the entirety of the season. So now I'm starting to speculate, well, why didn't you just get the surgery? Like, it's all frustrating to me. Bottom line is, he will not be out there on Sunday against Dallas, and I don't know when we're going to see Terry McLaurin. He hasn't even practiced in a limited capacity yet to this point. He has just been a straight DNP. And I know, what was it, on Tuesday, they listed him as limited, or Wednesday, rather, they listed him as limited. Doesn't matter. It was a jog through. He was limited in a jog through, meaning he's a little ways away from returning. I don't know what they're going to do at wide receiver. I honestly don't. We'll talk about the wide receiver room as a whole as we roll throughout this opening hour of the show, but it's not good for Washington, man. It totally limits their ability to create explosive plays through the pass game. And I know we've seen the Jalen Lane deep shot last week. I know we saw Luke McCaffrey the week before. But those plays are few and far between. It's not happening enough. They're being forced to play mistake-free football pretty much offensively because they're missing their chunk play guy. And with Debo now being a limited participant in practice today and his status for Sunday very much in doubt as well, you go into Sunday without Terry or Debo, holy cow. You have to really begin to think, damn, are we going to be able to muster offense? Are we going to be able to throw the football? That's the question mark that I'm going to have. But the big key for Sunday, and we'll get you our official keys to victory in the 5 o'clock hour. But to me, the number one most important guy, most important piece going into Sunday is the quarterback. It is on Jayden Daniels Sunday. Jayden Daniels must have an A-plus performance in order for this group to have a chance to win in on Sunday versus Dallas. Straight up. He can't have a performance like we saw on Monday night against Chicago, and we expect this team to win. They won't have a shot. I'll even take it a step further. He can't play the way that he played in the season opener against the Giants, or they will lose. They need Jayden Daniels at his A-plus level. He needs to bring his A game Sunday in Dallas for this team to have a chance. What do I mean by that? I'm talking about limiting negative plays offensively. If you can help it, don't take the sack. Take the check down. Take what's there. Continue to keep this offense ahead of the chains. Obviously, not turning the football over is a prerequisite and guaranteed. Like, you know you can't do that and win. But we've seen, and I'm going back to this Giants game now when I'm referencing this, you know, some issues with accuracy. He's got to be spot on. He has to be the best version of himself on Sunday in order for Washington to have a chance to win. Because if he replicates last game's performance against Chicago, they're not going to have a shot. And I'm not just talking about the turnovers. I'm talking about the intentional grounding, the sacks that he took, not getting the ball out of his hand and throwing it to the flat. Like, he's got to be the best version of himself. He needs an A-plus performance for this team to have a chance to win on Sunday in Dallas against the Cowboys, a game that I'm calling a must-win. 301-230-0980 is the number here on this Friday edition of the Burgundy and Gold Today. You're tapped in to the youngest in charge, Noah Willingham, alongside Anthony Haney. We'll take you up the 7 o'clock. In the 5 o'clock hour, we will go behind enemy lines. Our pal Marcus Mosher, host of the Locked On Cowboys podcast, he's going to join us and give us the latest on what's going on with the Cowboys 6 weeks into the season. When we come back, though, we found out moments ago, or earlier this afternoon, rather, that Terry McLaurin officially going to be listed as out for Sunday's game against the Cowboys, meaning he'll miss his fourth consecutive game. I think it's an appropriate time to take a look at this Washington Commanders wide receiver room. On the other side of the break, I'll tell you why the receiver room, best put, is a mess. That's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
301-230-0980 is the number. They're on the Burgundy and Gold today. You're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham alongside the man playing the funky tunes coming back from break. Super producer Anthony Haney. We'll take you up the 7 o'clock. In the 5 o'clock hour, we'll go behind enemy lines. Marcus Mosher of the Locked On Cowboys podcast going to join us. But if you're just now joining the program, if you're just picking your kids up from school, if you're getting ready for some Friday Night Lights, good luck to you and yours. I hope everyone's able to stay healthy, but we do have news here as the Commanders are getting geared up for Sunday's big contest in Dallas against the Cowboys, a game I am calling, I don't care about it either, a must win. Washington's got to come away from Big D with a record of 4-3. If they don't, I know what I said yesterday, you fall under 500 in the month of October, it begins to get late very early. Washington going to be without Terry McLaurin for the fourth consecutive game coming up on Sunday. They also may be without Deebo Samuel, who is officially listed as questionable right now with his heel injury. He did not practice on Wednesday. He did not practice on Thursday. Practiced in a limited capacity today, and based off the tweets and reports of folks who were out there in Ashburn this afternoon, didn't do much, worked mostly on the side field with a trainer. There's a video out there right now circulating of him doing a straight line sprint. Didn't look bad, but I do have some serious doubts and reservations about his ability to give it a go on Sunday against Dallas. And when you think about the attrition that Washington is dealing with right now at the wide receiver position, Noah Brown placed on injured reserve earlier this week. Terry McLaurin in line to miss his fourth consecutive contest. Deebo Samuel has been nicked up over the past several weeks. I know. Let's just put it this way, right? Those three guys were expected to be Washington's top three wide receivers. I get it, right? Like, no team in the NFL really should be able to withstand their top three wide receivers going down. It's going to be a tough pill to swallow, a tall task for any offense in the National Football League. My problem, I guess, is this. In hindsight's 2020, right? Totally get it. For Washington to be as dependent on Noah and Deebo as they have been, I think is organizational malpractice. These are two dudes that have not been able to stay healthy throughout the course of their career. And when you know that, when you're building out your wide receiver core, I think it would be the smart decision to really place emphasis on your depth at wide receiver. Really have some guys that you trust. Not only in the slot, but on the outside as well, right? Noah Brown brought here to be a outside receiver. Deebo Samuel primarily brought here to be a slot wide receiver. As we get geared up for Sunday against Dallas, when you think about the potential of this offense going into the game without Terry, without Noah, and without Deebo potentially, I said it earlier this week. I said it in camp. This passing offense, minus Terry McLaurin, is a totally different unit. You do not have a respected deep threat throughout the course of the National Football League. You just don't. I don't know why I was about to bust out laughing at you, bro. But it's real. You know what I'm saying? It's real, though. Eh? Like, they don't have a legitimate deep threat. And I know, like I said, Jalen Lane's come up with a big play deep. Luke McCaffrey's come up with a big play deep. They're not guys that are going to dictate coverage, though, on the perimeter. And I guess my thing is this moving forward. Because I know we've made some moves, right? They brought Treylon Burks on to the practice squad. They brought Chosen Anderson onto the practice squad. How about this? Instead of replacing these guys with Treylon Burks and Chosen Anderson, can I just get more of Luke McCaffrey and Jalen Lane? That is what I want to see. Those two guys have, one, earned this opportunity by staying healthy, being a pro's pro, not getting in trouble, knowing their responsibility and what they're asked to do in this offense. I think this group right now at wide receiver, I mean, it's terrible. even the guys on the practice squad. You have guys on your practice squad that you're not confident in calling up. Why did you keep Jacoby Jones on your practice squad if when you got into a sticky situation, you weren't comfortable calling him up? Why is Ja'Cory Brooks on the practice squad if when you get into an unchy situation, you're going to be scared to bring him up? That's my thing. Take your practice squad seriously because injuries are real in the National Football League. So for them to have guys on this practice squad that they aren't particularly comfortable with, I think it's stupid. Honestly. And we talked about the snap count at wide receiver yesterday. Chris Moore on Sunday played 44% of the offensive snaps. Jalen Lane played 27%. Luke McCaffrey played 24%. Why did we draft these guys to have them be out-snapped by Chris freaking Moore? I don't care how long he's been in the league as a veteran. You drafted these two guys. They're yours. They're homegrown guys. You're telling me you would rather see Chris Moore, who's washed. You'd rather see Chosen Anderson, who's washed. Treylon Burks, who hasn't been able to get right. You'd rather see those guys than a Ja'Cory Brooks, than a Luke McCaffrey, than a Jalen Lane, dudes that you handpicked? This doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, man. It just doesn't. And here's the frustrating part. I feel like the blame's got to be directed at one guy. Who put together this roster? It's one Adam Peters, that handsome blue-eyed devil. He put this roster together. And in hindsight, knowing the injury situation, right, he didn't put it together very well, specifically at the wide receiver spot. The outside wide receiver in particular, to me, though, was not prioritized at all by this front office. Jalen Lane, who you drafted as more of a slot. Luke McCaffrey, y'all keep telling me. Ant keep telling me. Well, the hell, he's not an outside guy. He's a slot. Okay. Where are the outside wide receivers on this roster? Chris Moore? Come on. Michael Gallup? That's who you brought in to be your outside wide receiver to give you depth? KJ Osborne? Come on, man. They just did not do a good enough job to me putting together this wide receiver room from multiple different standpoints. One, outside of Terry McLaurin, outside of Jalen Lane, and I'll throw Debo in there as well. Where's the speed? Where's the speed? Where's the ability to win quick? We don't have it. This wide receiver core, even at full strength, is a B-plus unit. That's pretty damn good relative to the grade I give you now. You're like a D-plus unit right now. Your practice squad, I think that's my biggest frustration with all of this. We're signing guys to the practice squad that we have no confidence in. So why'd you put them on there? You could have been had Treylon Burks. You could have been had Chosen Anderson. But you were trying to give your young guys a chance, right? No. Win games. Make the best moves to win the most games. Point blank. Now, Ant, you brought this up when we were hashing through this conversation, and I think I agree with you. There is just one person to blame for the wide receiver room looking the way that it does.
Yeah, I mean, I think you were just, you know, getting at it when you were talking about some of the moves that Adam Peters made. And don't get me wrong, I think when you look at his rap sheet and the decisions he's made, the moves he's made, I think he's made a ton of great decisions.
For sure.
Since being the general manager of the Commanders. But when you look at the wide receiver room, like, he is part to blame just because you take a chance on a guy in Noah Brown who is a high-risk injury concern. Like, you let OZ walk, you let Diami walk in free agency, and you didn't go out and get any replacements. And then the veteran receiver that you bring in aren't really that good. Like, Chris Moore, he's inconsistent. Gallup, no, he retired, tried to make a return, didn't really do much in the preseason. And then KJ Osborne, like, you know, he didn't do much either. So I just think when you look at what he did at the receiver position, granted, you do bring in Debo, but he also has a injury history. Terry necessarily, I think they were just more so banking on Terry McLaurin, you know, remaining healthy and being the guy that we've seen the first 7-8 years of his career. But when you get in contract disputes and, you know, he sits out and, you know.
What's your contingency plan?
Yeah, and he doesn't have that training camp period to, you know, ramp up. I think that's what happens. And people may say there's no cause and, you know, correlation between the two. But if you look at Terry's career, he's been at OTAs. He's been at mini camp. He's been at training camp. And he's never had to endure any of these injuries. So I think it does have to do with him missing that time.
I mean, you're saying the quiet part out loud. Anybody that thinks there's no correlation to him missing the offseason program and then having this injury, you a damn fool. You a damn fool. Come holler at me for four to five minutes. I probably could talk $1,000 out of you. There's just no way. Are we really still doing that? Are people still out there really trying to play that game? Because that's stupid.
I mean, they probably trying to, you know, look at the age. You know, that is a factor in the whole situation. But I think when you go about training your body correctly, when you take the necessary, you know, tasks to do in the offseason, I think you don't have to worry about these kinds of things.
Yeah. I want you all to begin to line up on the phones, though, at 301-230-0980. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. We know Terry McLaurin is out on Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys. Debo Samuel is running mate at wide receiver. His status also very much in question for Sunday's game against Dallas. Line up on the phones to answer this question. Debo's on the injury report, was limited, officially listed as questionable. Dorrance Armstrong has been a DNP for all 3 days. Who would be the bigger loss Sunday for the Washington Commanders? Dorrance Armstrong or Debo Samuel? We'll chew on that next. This is the Team 980. 301-230-0980 is the number. Here on this Friday edition of the Burgundy and Gold. Today you're tapped in to the youngest in charge of Noah Willingham alongside Anthony Haney. We'll take you up to 7 o'clock. Top of the 6 o'clock hour, as we do the day before every game, we'll bring you our Super Six Pack, the top 6 Commanders that we're putting under the microscope who must play well in order to win big in Big D coming up Sunday against the Cowboys. I want you to line up on the phones, though, man. 301-230-0980 is the number. We found out earlier this afternoon, no Terry McLaurin for the 4th consecutive week as he continues to work his way back from that quad, hip flexor, sports hernia situation that he is dealing with. And look, I said it when he first went on the shelf. Washington's pass offense would look like a shell of itself, minus Terry McLaurin. And I think the numbers for this passing offense throughout the first 6 weeks of the season kind of tell that story. Washington's, what, ranked 23rd in the NFL in terms of pass yards per game? Their explosive pass play percentage near the bottom of the National Football League. And it makes life harder for your offense when you do not have that big play gadget. And I think that's the area where Washington misses Terry McLaurin the most. The question is going to be, how do they rebound from this? How do they continue to survive life without Terry McLaurin? Well, they made the move earlier to bring in Treylon Burks. They brought in Chosen Anderson about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. But to me, man, it's just frustrating. I want more Luke McCaffrey. I want more of Jalen Lane. Both of those two dudes, I feel like, have damn sure earned more opportunity in this offense. And with Terry out, Debo being on the shelf, you wonder, well, which of those two guys are going to get that opportunity? Or should both of those guys get this opportunity? But I mentioned Debo Samuel. He is another Commanders wide receiver that is definitely in doubt in terms of his availability coming up on Sunday. He's officially listed as questionable with a heel injury. He was a DNP on Wednesday. He was a DNP on Thursday, and he practiced today in a limited capacity. But those that were out there in Ashburn saw it. There's video out there, really just working with a trainer on the side field. He is officially listed as questionable. I really have no clue as to whether or not we're going to see Debo Samuel Another key commander on the defensive side of the football that is listed as questionable is the best pass rusher that the Washington Commanders have. Dorrance Armstrong leads the team in sacks, leads the team in pressures, and really is a guy that has been the most consistent piece of this Commanders pass rush all season long. And when you think about the way this defense has struggled with Dorrance Armstrong, could you imagine what they look like without Dorrance Armstrong? And it got me thinking this. Who would be the bigger loss on Sunday? Whose loss would be more gut-wrenching on Sunday against the Cowboys? Would it be playing without Dorrance Armstrong, or would it be playing without Deebo Samuel? 301-230-0980 is the number. I got some tweets on this exact topic as well. I got Tony Murray tweets at me and says, Deebo would be a much bigger loss on Sunday. Our offense looked bad last week with him limited and being a decoy. Defense can plug and play and have more capable, healthy bodies at the moment. I get where you're coming from, Tony. My clear-cut answer for this would be Dorrance Armstrong. You do not have another trustworthy edge rusher. Don't give me Jacob Martin. He's a nice rotational piece. Don't give me Von Miller. He's old and washed. You take Dorrance Armstrong away from this pass rush. Who gets after the quarterback? Does that mean more Jordan McGee at linebacker and you're playing Frankie Louvu at edge full time? What would be the solution to that? Because I tell you what, I would literally rather have someone stab me in the eyeballs, I guess, than watch Von Miller opposite Jacob Martin on this defense at end. That would be critical. It'd be a dire situation. Deebo, look, Jalen Lane and Luke McCaffrey are capable. I don't care what anybody says. You drafted them guys, you gotta let them play. If he can't go, I feel better about the depth at wideout than I do at defensive end. And that's saying something. Because I just spent 10, 15 minutes talking about how this wide receiver depth ain't worth a damn. So the fact that I'm more confident in the wide receiver depth over the defensive end depth, that's saying something. 301-230-0980 is the number. And before we get to the calls, I'm going to let you chime in. Who would be the bigger loss on Sunday against Dallas? No Dorrance or no Deebo?
I would say Deebo. And part of the reason I say Deebo is because I think Sunday is going to be a shootout. All the sports books are talking about this being a shootout. We're going against the number one offense in the NFL. We know our best defense probably on Sunday is going to be our offense. Also, the fact that both of these teams rank in the top five of total scrimmage yards in games, yeah. Dallas being number one at 799. That is
scrimmage yards is key, yeah.
799 scrimmage yards,
bro.
It's kick insane.
Punt return, yeah.
So this is going to be a shootout. So I think having Deebo out there is going to be very important, especially when it comes to, you know, diversifying our offensive attack.
You've heard from us. We want to hear from you. 301-230-0980. Scott in Silver Spring going to kick us off. What's going on, Scott? Happy Friday, brother.
Hey, how y'all doing, man?
Good, man.
First of all, love y'all talking. Love hearing your point of view. And I think Deebo will be a bigger loss just for the fact of what Ant was saying. You know, our best defense Sunday is going to be our offense on the field, keeping them off the field, their offense. But I just think, yeah, the wide receiver position wasn't handled the best it could have been in the off season, but you know, I think we got spoiled last year. We got a little ahead. I mean, we're acting like, you know, we've been good for a long time, and that's not the case, man. That man flipped 30 some players last year, and I don't know how many this year. We were trash, man.
Yeah.
And we went to the NFC Championship game last year. I mean, granted, he hasn't made all the best moves, but I mean, come on, man. I remember 3-3, man, would have been like having an 80-degree day in January. We'd have been cooking out and doing all kinds of stuff at 3-3. But I think we'll be all right. I think we
Scott, let me ask you this, Scott. Let me ask you this, Scott, because you and Ant both went with Deebo. Who the hell gonna rush the passer, brother?
We're gonna blitz. Yeah.
I hear you. That seems like I hear it.
And what did we do to Justin Herbert? We blitzed.
Yeah. For damn sure.
It wasn't people being one-on-one matchups.
Right.
I mean, we blitzed and people got home, and that's what we're going to have to do. And I think Dan Quinn and Joe know Dak's weaknesses.
Yeah.
They know what to expect. Mm. I mean,
it's a good point you just made, Scott.
It's always when we expect the least from us that we shine.
Mm. I'm going to let you go on that because I think you were cooking. Can't let you cook too much, brother. Appreciate you as always. What he said there at the end, I think is a really good point. If there's anybody that knows the weaknesses of Dakota Rain Prescott, the quarterback to me that's playing the best in the NFL right now, it would be Joe Witt Jr. It would be Dan Quinn. How will it help them on Sunday against the Cowboys? A must-win game. The injury bug starting to pile up for the Washington Commanders. Deebo Samuel officially listed as questionable. He was limited today in practice. Dorrance Armstrong officially listed as questionable. He was a DNP for the third consecutive practice. Who would be the bigger loss on Sunday against Dallas? No Dorrance Armstrong or no Deebo Samuel? Your calls on that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Southwest! 301-230-0980 is the number right here on a Friday edition of the Burgundy and Gold. Today you're tapped in to the youngest in charge, Noah Willingham, alongside Anthony Haney. Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, we will go behind enemy lines to continue to get you warmed up for Cowboys and Commanders coming up Sunday from Big D. Marcus Mosher of the Locked On Cowboys podcast going to join the program. And then to wrap up the 5 o'clock hour, you all know how we do it. Monday morning headline. What will the papers read on Monday morning after the Dallas Cowboys and the Washington Commanders duke it out on Sunday in a game that I'm calling a must win for the Burgundy and Gold? The injury situation makes this a much taller task than it should have been. Terry McLaurin officially ruled out for his fourth consecutive game. Noah Brown placed on injured reserve earlier this week. And then the injury situation from today, the most up-to-date injury report for Washington, is not very good either. Dorrance Armstrong, a DNP, did not practice for the third consecutive day as he deals with a hamstring. And then Deebo Samuel, officially listed as limited today with the heel injury. He spoke earlier, and when he was asked about whether or not he would give it a go, he would say, we'll have to see on Sunday. I think he's just super snarky, and that's just how he's going to answer injury questions from here on out. And I get it. He's been called fat and talked about. I get it. Both of those two guys missing Sunday would be massive for this Washington Commanders offense and this Washington Commanders defense. What we're asking you on the phones is this. Who would be the bigger loss? Pick one. Who would be the bigger loss Sunday? Dorrance Armstrong or Deebo Samuel? 301-230-0980 is the number. Let's start with a guy, Aries Tony, wanting to chime in. What's going on, brother, man? Happy Friday to you.
Hey, happy Friday to you, Linnell.
Yes, sir.
I think Deebo would be the biggest loss, especially after watching last night Cincinnati receivers. Man, golly, T. Higgins and my man Chase, man, God, can you imagine if Jaden had them too? And with that tight end, man, what? We be cooking. But I wish we did kick the tires with T. Higgins, because remember, he was a free agent. That was somebody that we didn't want to touch. But can you imagine, this be an afterthought if we sign him. Yeah. Because even though Trey's not here, we still had him, and anybody else that compliment him would be better than what we got now.
Yeah,
so
I can agree with that.
Check it out. Mm-hmm. And remember, and what about Pittsburgh? They got a 6'8 receiver.
Talking about Darnell Washington. The big extra is what I call him.
Big extra, man. I mean, can you imagine somebody that size in the red zone?
He's a problem.
I mean, you just lob it up and boom.
Hey, look, Aries Tony, and I appreciate the call. If I was Darnell Washington, I'm making the transition to tackle. I want to be paid like a tackle. Damn, give me that tight end money. Darnell Washington's a problem, bro. Like, he really, no facade. Like, he's really nasty, bro. Like, I would love to have a guy like that here in Washington. But the question is this. Who would be the bigger loss on Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys? Dorrance Armstrong, a DNP today for the third consecutive day, officially listed as questionable. And then Deebo Samuel listed as questionable with his heel injury. He was limited after not practicing in the first 2 days of the week. And I'll say this about the limited designation that he got today. He didn't do much. Didn't do much at all. There's video of him sprinting on the side field with the trainer. Just doesn't look like a guy that's got a lot of juice. He didn't look like he had a lot of juice on Monday night against Chicago either. So maybe sitting Deebo down for a week and giving him a chance to get back close to 90-95% may be the best thing to do. But who would be the bigger loss on Sunday? Dorrance Armstrong or Deebo Samuel? Manny wants to chime in. What's going on, Manny? Manny!
Yo, what's up, fellas?
What's going on, brother?
I love y'all show.
Appreciate you, man.
Love y'all show, man. Hey, I would have to go with Dorrance Armstrong. The reason why I say, man, we have zero pass rush.
Yeah.
Everybody tosses on us. We got that candy-ass cover two defense. I would throw up every time I see everybody lining up 10 yards off the ball. Somebody's wide open every time. It's driving me nuts. I want to say one more thing.
Yeah.
This is a direct result of not re-signing Zacchaeus, who killed us last week, by the way.
Honestly.
We depended on Noah Brown, who we know he's nowhere to be seen but on the injury table getting worked out.
Yeah.
That's the most we've had of him. It's like, it's driving me nuts, man. I wish we would have signed Big Play Slick. You know what I'm saying? He was a free agent. You know, we needed another corner. You know, now we're just looking crazy, man. Obviously, I hate to be negative Nancy, but...
No, and look, Manny. And look, Manny. It ain't being negative Nancy. I think you're being real.
It's just what it is, man. It's just not a good look right now, man. We don't have no pass rush. Where is Von Miller? Where is number 24? Was he playing corner or what? Where is this guy at?
Well, I know you can catch him. I know you can catch him every Tuesday at about 8 a.m. with the Sports Junkies if you're looking for him. So that's... It's not the only place you'll find
Miller, man.
I appreciate the call as always, Manny. Enjoy the weekend, brother. 301-230-0980. And we were looking at the numbers for the show with Vaughn, and he's second on the team in sacks with 3.5. But he's just been super non-impactful. He's liability against the run, doesn't tackle. All I can think about when I think of Von Miller this year is that missed tackle on Bijan Robinson against Atlanta. That's the first thing that I think about when it comes to Von Miller. I'll never forget, man, I was wrapping up a late-night edition of Overtime during camp when Von Miller announced that he was signing with Washington, and I was geeked up. I said, we got Von, we got Marshawn, we got Bobby. Von Miller has not been worth a damn. Need something from Von Miller on Sunday. Especially, even if Dorrance does play. Like, when does Von Miller, and I will say this, because we were looking at the snap counts too. He's not playing a whole lot.
That's what I was about to say. Like, he was brought in to play situational football, come in on third down. The fact he has 3.5 sacks, he's second on the team, I think that's solid. But granted, I think we want more.
We need more.
We need more because of the injury. So I feel like even when you look at Xavien Howard and, you know, when he was brought in for Indianapolis, he wasn't brought in to be a full-time, like, starter, like, week in, week out. Like, he was brought in to, you know, play situational football. So I think asking Von to do more might be a tall task. But
are you saying that Von Miller's about to quit on us and retire?
Well, I'm not saying. I don't think he's going to go that extreme, but I'm just saying, like.
Okay. I'm just checking.
He was brought in to do a job.
And he's doing it.
Exactly.
Kind of. 301-230-0980 is the number. Who would be the bigger loss Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys? Dorrance Armstrong, who has not practiced all week with a hamstring. He is officially listed as questionable. Or Deebo Samuel, who was a limited participant in today's practice after not going at all on Wednesday and Thursday. He's questionable as well with the heel injury. Brian wants to chime in. What's going on, B?
What's up, fellas? How's it going?
It's going well, man. And look, I'll tell you this. I stand at about 6'1", 275 pounds. They may call me to line up, brother. We got to do something to D.
Hey, listen, you better answer that call, 980 BD, when you get back.
Come on, man. I'm telling you. Hey, look, I'm going to tell you this, Brian. You ain't got to tell me twice, Slim. They would never see me again.
My man. So, listen, I'll chime in. I'll say Deebo, and I'll take just a different slant. I'm looking at the bigger picture, and I think without Deebo, I think, man, JD tries to become superhero, which we kind of need him to be, but he tries to intentionally become it, and he may put himself in harm's way. I also think that it changes Dallas's game plan. It would change mine. I think we would see more 6- and 7-man rushes than we've seen, and while our offensive line has been okay, they haven't shown me that much to be confident. I think the D coordinator says, you know what, we're going to take McCaffrey, we're going to take I'm struggling to think of his name.
Chris Moore, Lane.
We're going to check them one-on-one, and we're sending 7. Let's go get them. And I think that just puts Jaden in harm's way, and I don't think any of us wants to see that. And last point, just because, and I'm an Armstrong guy. I'm glad we have him. But just because you're our best at a particular position, it doesn't mean that you're – impact is the best on a team. So in comparison, I think what Deebo at his best does more for our offense than what Armstrong at his best does for our defense. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, I appreciate you as always, man. 301-230-0980 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, continue to line up on the phones, man. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. On the other side, our keys to victory. What must Washington do on Sunday to make sure they don't have their first losing streak of the season? That is next here on the Team 980.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.